And we're talking with Bob Culp of Culps in Stratford once again. Bob, last week we talked a bit about ice damming. Could you quickly explain ice damming to us again?
Sure. Ice damming is basically when you get warm, moist building air that escapes and gets into the attic. It heats up the underside of the roof deck, and it basically makes the snow and ice melt up at the upper levels of the roof, and then it runs down and refreezes on the unheated overhang. And basically causes oftentimes water to come into the building.
Now, we were talking about icing, a product, a foam insulation product that you have, and how effective is it against stopping this ice damming?
Well, again, it's effective because it stops the warm, moist building air from getting out into the attic envelope or into the attic space. And, you know, icing does not allow air to blow through. A traditional fiberglass or cellulose insulation, you can blow air right through it. Icing is an air barrier and does not allow the warm air in your building to escape out. And because of that, it also keeps your building more comfortable. But we're really talking about the ice damming issue, which this year hasn't been as bad as most because we've had great temperatures, what can we say?
Although we still have some winter weather left out there yet.
Well, we think we do, but we're hoping we don't.
Now, how do you install this foam insulation?
You know, it gets installed either on the underside of the roof deck. If you've got an existing home with an ice damming issue and we can get up into the attic, oftentimes you can put it on the underside of the roof deck and stop the warm, moist air from ever hitting that roof deck and keeping that roof deck temperature the same. Or we can go on top of existing insulation with like a landscape fabric and spray install foam on top of that. Or on occasion, we actually have to remove the existing insulation and do it on the top of the ceiling. So you really have a couple of different options on existing buildings.
I know there was concern with products like this in the past that they shrink after time and back away from the studs and so on.
Great point. You know, one of the things with the urethanes in the past where they had formaldehyde in them, back in the 70s and 80s, they had a lot of different issues surrounding them. One of the things that we looked at in getting into spray foam was which product has a time-proven track record. We felt very, very comfortable with Isonine because it's about a 20-year-old product. It's been out there and through the paces and used nationally on some of the HGTV-type TV shows and really does have a good reputation, a good name.
And if they'd like more information about Isonine?
They can contact me at 800-285-2917. Stop by at our office, which is 2.5 miles east of Stratford on Highway 153. My email address is bob.culp@culproof.com. And again, the 800 number is 800-285-2917.